Well, hello there. Welcome to the Mill Housing Nation, What I Wish I Would Have Known Before I PCS'd podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Linton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. Before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local military real estate experts all over the country. If you're considering buying or selling a home, go to milhousingnetwork.com or search us on Facebook. So today's episode is going to be a little different than our typical format. A couple weeks ago at the Mill Housing Network team acquired a new team member, and we're really excited that Elisa joins us today as our intern here in Colorado Springs. And in true style, we thought it would be fun if the newest member of our team did an interview with me to talk about my experience in real estate, my experience as a military spouse, and some of the challenges that our fellow military spouses face. So, Elisa, welcome to Mill Housing Nation podcast.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here and working for you. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about mentorships and how that can help advance you in the workplace, and especially once you are moving around and all that as a military spouse. So my first question for you today is, what do you get out of a mentor, and what have you personally gotten out of the mentors in your life?
So that's a great question. And one of the things that I loved most about Elisa when we interviewed is that she's like got the best questions ever. So, so I actually got into real estate my first year in. I did not have a mentor, so I kind of struggled a little bit on like where to go. My business was growing really quickly, and I thought, okay, I'm ready to go to the next level. So that's when I actually got a business coach. And so a business coach can be a mentor and a coach all in one. And so what I was really seeking was advice on how do I do these things? And I think that is the difference between a coach and a mentor. A mentor is really somebody that's going to give you their experience and guide you based on their guidance. And a mentor, in my opinion, a coach, in my opinion, is going to give you more of the how-to and ask strategic questions. So when I first got into real estate, I was mentored by a gentleman who is one of the top luxury agents in San Antonio, Jason Glass. I'm forever grateful for your mentorship. And he gave me a lot of guidance on what worked well for him and, you know, how he got into luxury and how that worked for his business. And then I decided, I want more how. So I hired a coach. And when I hired my business coach, and I did that through Keller Williams, they matched me with somebody that got to know my business, understood more of my personality, and gave me and challenged me, quite frankly, to push beyond boundaries. And I'm forever grateful for Barrett Spray and his mentoring and coaching, because I don't think I would be where I'm at now if I didn't have his guidance.
That was a really good answer. How did you find your original coach? So you found, or not coach, the mentor, the one in real estate.
So a good friend once told me that if you want to go somewhere, so if you want to achieve something, go find someone that's already doing it and ask them questions. And that's what I did. And so at the time, I really wanted to sell luxury homes. I think every realtor, when they first get their license, wants to sell luxury. So I went out and figured, well, who better to ask than somebody that's doing it at a high level. And so I did. I scheduled a meeting, be very mindful of people's time. And so showed up on time, asked questions, came very well prepared. He appreciated that and was open to providing me insight, which was amazing. And I think now I have a lot of people that reach out and they ask questions, and I like to give back. So I'm thankful for someone that gave to me, and I take every opportunity to give back to others as well.
How do you know if a mentor is good for you or not?
So, again, I think it comes back to your goals and what you're trying to achieve. I think you can outgrow your mentor. You can outgrow your coach because you're at a different level. Your business is only going to grow. You are only going to grow beyond where you personally are at. So that was one thing that I learned over the years was I was frustrated at where my business was, but I really had to look at where I was And so that's why I really invested in personal growth. I can only grow my company as big as I am personally. So as you develop, as you grow, as you change, as you invest in yourself, I think it's important to recognize, okay, is it still working? Is it really, am I still getting value out of the relationship? Have I grown beyond where my relationship is with my mentor or coach? And if the answer is yes, then I think it's appropriate to have a conversation about moving on to the next level. And that's really hard. So I had Barrett Spray as a business coach for 4.5 years and have recently switched coaches. And I think it's kind of like you're married to someone and then you go through a divorce. So still mourning because he was amazing. And I still love him as a person. And we both realized that it was time for us to grow. And so, yeah, I'm still sad, though, because Barrett was amazing. He's really guided me through some really tough parts of my business and personal growth. So, and I think my new coach is amazing, and I'm excited for the opportunity. And I think, like every relationship, you get to a certain level where you have to make sure that there's value out on both sides.
What is, like, the best piece of advice that you've ever gotten from a mentor in your life? Or maybe not even just advice, but maybe a teaching or a philosophy or any of that.
I actually think that what I actually just talked about was probably the biggest eye-opener. I'm never personally satisfied where my success is. I think that's a whole nother issue that maybe a therapist one day can solve for me. So I think the best advice I ever got was your organization, your business, your company, your dream will only be as big as the leader. And as the co-founder and as the executive director, it's my job to grow personally. It's my job to help develop others. It's my job to help develop leaders within my organization. If I'm not doing that, then we can't go to the next level. And so when I started investing in my own personal growth, then I saw my business growing, which was great. And as I grow my business, I'm able to grow others professionally and personally. And watching them grow and change has been more rewarding, I think, than I ever anticipated.
That's really beautiful. What piece of advice would you give to a young person, maybe starting out, or a military spouse who's just getting in there, getting into their career, who maybe be a little reluctant to get a mentor or seek out help and find ways to grow?
So there's lots of great organizations that you can connect with that will connect you with a mentor or give you resources for people that you can connect with or just get started. Hiring Your Heroes has a military spouse professional development arm of their organization that is a great place to start. So I just participated in Amplify, which is their version of the military spouse empowerment conference here in Colorado Springs. And part of that was you, based on what you want to do, they match you with a mentor and you have an opportunity to have a 1-hour session with someone. And so I was able to meet with somebody that was interested in getting into real estate and have a really great conversation. And what I found was that a lot of military spouses and young people, I think, live with a lot of fear on, I don't know what to do. I don't want to look silly. I don't want to take the first step. There's all this fear. And so I thought our mentoring session was going to be more about, okay, so let's talk real estate. Let's talk this. But it actually was an hour of me coaching her to believe in herself and to push back her fears and for her to just take the first step. And holding her accountable. So she laughed because she just thought it was going to be a 1-hour session. And I told her, no, I'm going to like get your email and I'm going to follow up with you to make sure that you're implementing what we talked about. And I think that's what a good mentor can do for you. So if you're just starting out and you're a young person and you're trying to figure out where do I get connected and how can I find a mentor or somebody that can help me go to the next level, you can go to your university and ask your counselor's office. You can do internships, right?
yes.
That gives you real life exposure to different organizations. You can go to Hiring Our Heroes. Like I said, they have a military spouse professional development. Military OneSource also has free online counseling and job coaching. And so that's another great resource for military spouses that they can go to and get connected so that you can just kind of get pointed in the right direction. Something else that I would do, and I mentioned this earlier, seek out somebody that is doing it and connect with them. I can't tell you how many times it's very flattering to get an email or a Facebook message or something of someone saying like, hey, I want to do what you're doing. How do I do it? And most of the time people will take time out of their schedule to meet with you and give you guidance and talk with you about it. Be mindful of their time. So always come prepared, come with questions, stick to 30 minutes if that's what you guys agreed upon. And then at that point, ask, is it okay if I continue to have a conversation with you monthly? You're not going to want to like ask someone to meet with you weekly or hold your hand. You know, there's paid options for that. So if you're seeking out free options, that's my advice. To view today's show notes and to connect with our guest, visit milhousingnetwork.com. Click on the podcast tab and look for today's episode. To get connected to our local communities, join our Facebook group, Things I Wished I Knew Before I PCS'd on Facebook. And don't forget, also head over to iTunes and hit the subscribe button to subscribe to our podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Linton. Thank you so much for listening and tune in next week as we feature another amazing guest. Bye for now, listeners.